Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Virginia is for snitchers. At least that's what Governor Ralph Northam now thinks. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Okay, Matt, I thought Virginia was for lovers.
That's the slogan that's there, Virginia's for lovers. But I think
the governor
wants to change that
theme.
To Virginia is
for
snitchers. Yeah, this is this is unbelievable because this is the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, at the highest level, coming from the governor's office. They've actually encouraged people to snitch on their neighbors, their friends, and their churchgoers if they feel that they find someone who's not complying with the governor's executive order regarding restrictions pertaining to social distancing, mask, and the different kind of capacity limitations that he has imposed on churches and other gatherings.
This is unbelievable. It's like he's trying to empower residents to be spies.
He is.
And tattletale on each other.
And this is awful. The Virginia Department of Health, Public Health, is actually urging residents, and I'm quoting this, to, quote, snitch on, close quote. That's quoting. To snitch on public gatherings and other activities that violate the governor's coronavirus orders, including church services. And the health department actually has created and updated a website with a complaint report form, all complete with drop-down options so that you can anonymously report citizens who exceed the emergency limits on building capacity, who do not wear masks, and anything else that is part of the governor's order. So, I mean, this literally puts citizen against citizen.
Absolutely.
This is like what happened in Nazi Germany. You know, you think about, you know, the situation with some of the people that were hiding from the Nazis, and you find that some of the neighbors actually turned them into the Nazis. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, and people today would say, well, no, I would never do that. And yet, that's what you have here, these self-appointed little police officers who want to snitch on their neighbor, particularly over the mask issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, becoming so crazy, where somebody maybe goes into a store and another person doesn't have a mask. You don't know whether that person simply doesn't want to wear a mask, whether they've got some kind of health condition that they've had COPD and they have a hard time breathing with the mask. Some of them have claustrophobia. You don't know what that person is dealing with. And for you to get into an argument over whether or not they should wear a mask is absolutely ridiculous. And now what this government is doing is requiring, actually encouraging its citizens to tell on its neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, you go to this website, there's drop-down options, as you mentioned, and you can choose type of establishment, whether it's a gun range or a religious service, grocery store, restaurants, retail stores, personal grooming services, gyms, et cetera, where you've seen these people who weren't, quote unquote, complying with his order.
Yeah, and guess what's not listed, Holly?
Hmm.
But what would you think is not listed here?
What about those crowds of people that are protesting, that
mass
are vandalizing?
Mass protests, you mean, that are happening in Virginia?
Yeah.
You mean the protests that Governor Ralph Northam is all in favor of?
Right.
Which have no limitations on size or social distancing?
That are destroying personal property.
That are in violation of his order?
Right. They're threatening police officers. There's no drop-down option for that.
There's no drop-down option for that.
Imagine.
It's just like Governor Cuomo in New York, you know,
right,
when he has his is people that are doing the tracing and tracking these hundreds, thousands of people that he and other states are hiring to follow up on you and even survey your home with video to see if your home is sufficient for you to stay there or whether they have to take your animals and or your family or even your young children out if you don't have two bathrooms, for example.
That sounds just like Nazi
Germany. The governor in New York said, oh, well, there's a big difference between church services and these protests because this is a historic moment and we can't let this pass. Well, look, you have an order and now it says only a certain number of people can gather. Now you're actually encouraging people like the governor of Virginia to gather in mass numbers with no mask, complete in violation of your order, and you say that's okay. But now if you're a church or one of these other gatherings, you know, some of these other gatherings, like, for example, in Virginia, they just had some opportunities to open up a little bit. Mm-hmm. For example, some of these restaurants were just now, after weeks and weeks, able to open for outside seating. You know, let these people ultimately, if you don't like the restaurant, if you don't think that they're being sanitary, if you don't think that they're doing social distancing or wearing masks to your desire, whatever it is, fine. Don't go to the restaurant. There's a simple way to deal with this. Don't go to the restaurant.
Right, but don't punish the owners.
But don't start snitching on people.
Yeah, because they've had a struggle enough with this whole months and months of being closed down and limited. Now they can finally operate again. So don't punish the business owners
either.
Well,
and here's the other thing. Put this in the context of somebody who has enemies, right? Mm. Maybe you're in a domestic dispute. Maybe you have situations where you're in a divorce. You know, those difficult situations. And now you have kids.
Or you don't
and
like that church down the street.
There are people, there are kids involved, and you have conflict, right?
Right.
Or you don't like the church. Right. Maybe you're an atheist. Maybe you just don't like that church. Maybe you don't like that business. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't like that person, right? Mm-hmm. So what do? You go and anonymously snitch on them. Hey, this business owner is not complying. This church is not complying. This person who is an ex-spouse or something, it's not complying. All of these things. And they could even say that you're not complying with your own children, you know, for example. And then you don't know who's filing it, so you don't have the ability to defend yourselves because you don't have when was it, who was it, do they have a motive to ultimately snitch on me? It literally puts citizens against one another. And I'm tired of these governors and these mayors doing these press conferences at the end of the day, frankly, just very tired of it. And then they want to shame people into wearing a mask. And then they say, well, now treat everybody nicely. Well, look, when you're telling them that it's shameful and you're hurting people, what are you doing? And now you have a drop-down screen and you're encouraging them to tell on each other. You're putting the citizens against each other. People, we shouldn't participate in this.
Right. I mean, he's, you know, he had the nerve to call the lockdown protesters selfish for violating quarantine, but then he publicly supports these mobs overflowing the city streets. He tells people wearing a mask could literally save someone's life, but then he goes out on the beach with no mask, surrounded by people posting pictures on social media.
Right. And this is the governor who we are suing, by the way, on behalf of Lighthouse Fellowship Church in Virginia. Because they have a 10-person limit, and this governor enforces the orders, and the police came to the church on Palm Sunday, and the pastor now faces criminal charges up to a year in prison and up to a $2,500 fine for having 16 people, which includes himself, in a 293-seat sanctuary on Palm Sunday. And the rest of the other 15, they were threatened on Palm Sunday. Imagine that, Palm Sunday. They were threatened that if you come back next week, which was Easter, we're going to give you all criminal citations and we're going to fine you all. Well, these people couldn't afford that. And certainly it intimidated them. This church does not have internet. Governor Northam doesn't care. And he ultimately will continue to fine them as long as they meet in excess of 10 people. So this is a church, if they had 11 people, somebody would report them and the public health department would come out and somebody else would get criminally charged.
It's unconstitutional hypocrisy at its best.
It really is. And so, you know, in this case, we've actually filed our brief at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the case ultimately will be argued sometime later this year. The state of Virginia will file its response and we'll file our reply, and then the Virginia Court of Appeals will set the oral argument at some point later this year. And this is the same state with the same governor, says no more than 10 people. You can have secular meetings in the church, unlimited number of people. But as soon as you have religious meetings, only 10 people. You can have lots of people in these other places in these secular businesses, but only 10 people in the church. You can have an unlimited number of people to protest the Black Lives Matter issue, but you can't have anybody come to the Capitol and protest these executive orders. This is the same governor. This is unconstitutional. Continue to pray for our case in Lighthouse Fellowship Church and many other cases that we're involved in. This is the kind of insanity that we're fighting against. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.